Welcome to Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing in Other Sins, we'll enjoy songs about spring, beginning with Schubert's Faith in Spring, or Frühlingsglaube. The abandoned lover knows that everything will change just as spring alters winter. You can find the original words and translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins. Now, two interpretations of Schubert's Faith in Spring, Frühlingsglaube.
Thank you.
Just now you heard Matthias Goerne baritone with Ingo Metzmacher piano. At the top of the set, you heard Kirsten Flagstad with Gerald Moore in a classic 1953 recording of the same song, Schubert's Faith in Spring, Frühlingsglaube. You're listening to Singing in Other Sins and a tribute to spring. We move now from the early 1800s to the late 1940s, when Benjamin Britten wrote his Spring Symphony. Not your usual symphony, this one has a boys' chorus, a regular chorus, and three vocal soloists, and the way Britten uses the orchestra is different as well. But me talking about it won't help, so let me play you a section of the work called The Merry Cuckoo. Notice what instruments of the orchestra accompany the tenor. You can find the words at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
The merry cuckoo, messenger of spring, his trumpet shrill hath thrice already sounded, that warns all lovers, wait upon their king. Now is coming forth with garlands crowned. With noise whereof the choir of birds resounded, their anthem sweet, devised of love's praise, that all the woods their echoes back rebounded, as if they knew the meaning of their lays. But amongst them all, which did love's honor raise, no word was heard of her, at most it ought. But she his precepts proudly disobeys, and doth his idle message set at naught. Ever, O love, unless she turn to thee, let her a rebel be.
That was John Mark Ainsley, tenor, and the trumpet section of the Philharmonia Orchestra conducted by John Elliott Gardiner in The Merry Cuckoo from Britten's Spring Symphony. Here's another interpretation of that same movement.
The merry cuckoo, messenger of spring, his trumpet shrill hath twice already sounded, that warns all lovers, wait upon the king. with God. With the noise thereof, the choir of birds resounded, their anthem sweet devised of love's praise, that all the woods their echoes back rebounded, as if they knew the meaning of their lays. But amongst them all, which did love's honor raise, no word was heard of her that most it ought. But she his peace had proudly disobeys, and of his idle message set at naught. Oh, love, unless she turn to thee, her cuckoo end, let her a rebel be.
The tenor this time was Richard Lewis, and Leonard Bernstein conducted the New York Philharmonic in the Merry Cuckoo section of Britten's Spring Symphony. Now let's hear a more complicated movement called Spring, the Sweet Spring, with soprano, mezzo-soprano, tenor, and chorus, as well as orchestra. Leonard Bernstein and the whole New York Philharmonic Orchestra accompanied soprano Jennifer Vivian, Regina Sarfati, mezzo-soprano, and Richard Lewis, tenor, with the collegiate chorale in a live broadcast performance of Spring, the Sweet Spring from Britten's Spring Symphony. We'll hear an alternative interpretation of that same movement now on this edition of Singing in Other Sins. And remember that you can follow the English words at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins.
Oh,
The soprano was Allison Hagley, the mezzo-soprano was Catherine Robin, and John Mark Ainsley was the tenor. The Monteverdi Choir and the Philharmonia Orchestra were all conducted by John Elliott Gardiner. Now let's just hear the mezzo-soprano in Welcome, Maids of Honor, You Do Bring in the Spring. That was Catherine Robin, mezzo-soprano, with an orchestra that featured the woodwinds and harps and was missing the violins from the string section. Welcome, Maids of Honor, You Do Bring in the Spring from Britten's Spring Symphony will now be sung in a comparison recording.
Thank you.
Regina Sarfati was the mezzo-soprano in Welcome Maids of Honor, You Do Bring in the Spring. The New York Philharmonic was conducted by Leonard Bernstein. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're celebrating spring. Notice the orchestration of the next excerpt from Britten's Spring Symphony that we'll hear. It's called Waters Above Eternal Springs. You can find the words at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins. Richard Lewis was the tenor and the violins of the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Leonard Bernstein, accompanied him in Waters Above Eternal Springs from Britten's Spring Symphony. Next, the same movement, but a different recording.
Ah.
This time the tenor was John Mark Ainsley, and the Philharmonia Orchestra violins were conducted by John Elliott Gardiner in Waters Above, Eternal Springs, from Britten's Spring Symphony. I hope you're enjoying this Singing in Other Sins tribute to spring. Next we'll hear Out on the Lawn I Lie in Bed.
Tyrannies of love.
Catherine Robin, and the Monteverdi Chorus. Did you notice that the strings of the Philharmonia Orchestra were not used in that movement of the Britten Spring Symphony? Now that you know that, you will certainly notice in this comparison recording of the same section called Out on the Lawn I Lie in Bed. The words are available at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Regina Sarfati and the New York Philharmonic, minus the string section, performed Out on the Lawn I Lie in Bed in that 1963 broadcast performance with Leonard Bernstein conducting. The chorus was the Collegiate Chorale. Let's stay with Britain's Spring Symphony in this Singing and Other Sins celebration of spring and hear the tenor soloist sing When Will My May Come?
With me at home, my heart is sheeny cold, shall be stored with new green rushes. With all the trembling crickets as they roam about the fields along the hawthorn bushes, I have a piebald cat to hunt the hare, so we will live with a dainty forest fair. And if he is unworthy to walk abroad, half abroad into the fields to take fresh air. The meat with Flora's treasure shall be stored, the mantle meadows and the fields so fair. And by her silver well with golden sands, I'll see it me down and wash thine ivory hair. But if thou wilt not pity my complaint, my tears nor vows nor woes may to thy beauty. What shall I do but languish, die or faint? Since thou dost scorn my tears and soulless duty, and tears contempt, vows and woes must fail, for when tears cannot, nothing can prevail.
That was Richard Lewis with the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Leonard Bernstein in When Will My May Come? Did you notice that the whole movement had only strings and harps? Now you'll have another chance to enjoy the unusual orchestration of Britain's Spring Symphony in this alternate recording.
The mantled meadows and the fields so fair, and by her silver well with golden sands, I'll see it be done and wash thine ivory hair. If thou wilt not pity my complaint, my tears nor vows nor oaths may to thy beauty. What shall I do but languish, die or faint? Since thou dost scorn my tears and soulless duty, and tears contemned vows and oaths must fail, for when tears cannot, nothing can prevail.
¶¶
John Mark Ainslie was the tenor, and John Elliott Gardiner conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra in When Will My May Come, from Britten's Spring Symphony. Now, from those same forces, the finale of this wonderful work. That was the whole combination of musicians, soprano Allison Hegley, mezzo-soprano Catherine Robin, tenor John Mark Ainsley, the boy and girl choristers of Salisbury Cathedral, the Monteverdi Choir, and the Philharmonia Orchestra, all conducted by John Elliott Gardiner in the finale to Britten's Spring Symphony. Now let's hear that finale again in the live broadcast with Leonard Bernstein. Complete forces of the Collegiate Chorale, the Boys' Choir from the Little Church Around the Corner, the Boys' Choir from St. Paul's Church, the Collegiate Chorale, soprano Jennifer Vivian, mezzo soprano Regina Sarfati, tenor Richard Lewis, and the New York Philharmonic conducted by Leonard Bernstein in the broadcast performance of 1963, the Spring Symphony of Benjamin Britten. I hope you've enjoyed this Singing and Other Sins salute to spring. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.